this is Auntie B's News with your business report for the week of September 1st. Think twice before reaching for that next Coke or Pepsi. International boycotts are being urged against the two companies in response to reports by three laboratories that beverages manufactured by Coke and Pepsi in India contain dangerous levels of a number of different pesticides. The furor began almost a month ago when India's Center for Science and the Environment, or CSE, an independent environmental watchdog based in Delhi, released a report charging that 12 brands of soft drinks sold by Coca-Cola and PepsiCo in India contain traces of at least four extremely toxic pesticides and insecticides, lindane, DDT, maleathion, and chlorpyrifos. The pesticides were found to be present in Coke and Pepsi beverages in quantities ranging from 11 to 70 times the amount permissible by European Union or American standards for drinking water. The study pointed out that the Indian government had no set parameters for pesticide residues in soft drinks. Sunita Narain, director of the CSE, told a press conference that, quote, 12 major cold drink brands manufactured by Coca-Cola and Pepsi and sold in and around Delhi contain a deadly cocktail of pesticide residues. These pesticides include potent chemicals which can cause cancers, damage the nervous and reproductive systems, and reduce bone mineral density. Our findings cannot be ignored. The demand for these soft drinks is on the rise. On an average, an Indian consumes 6 bottles and every Delhi resident 50 bottles in a year, end quote. The findings follow several years of steady growth for India's soft drink industry, worth nearly $2 billion per year. The charges stunned consumers, sparking bottle-breaking protests, demonstrations, and boycotts by activists and restaurants around the country. Cola sales plummeted by as much as 40%, and within a week, the two cola giants had curtailed production at their Indian operations. Coca-Cola said that its sales of all its products in India slid by up to 15% following the release of the CSE report. India's parliament also reacted strongly, banning the 12 brands from government cafeterias and even removing advertisements promoting the beverages. The defense ministry issued a circular ordering its clubs to stop selling the drinks, and governments in several provinces began collecting samples of the beverages to conduct their own laboratory tests. India's health minister, Sushma Swaraj, ordered two government laboratories, the Central Food Technology Research Institute, or CFTRI, in Mysore, and the Central Food Laboratory, or CFL, in Calcutta, to examine fresh samples of the soft drinks and report on whether they contained pesticides in quantities above the permissible limits set by European standards. These standards specify that 1/10,000th of a milligram per liter is the limit for individual pesticides, up to a total of 5/10,000th of a milligram of pesticides per liter of packaged drinking water. The Health Ministry announced the results of the CFTRI study last Thursday. Swaraj told Parliament that 9 of the 12 soft drink brands targeted by the CSE study were found to contain levels of pesticide residues above those allowed by the European Union. However, she added that all of the beverages conformed to Indian safety limits and thus posed no health risks to consumers. Opposition lawmakers questioned her report, demanding to know why Indian safety standards are below those in Europe. Some MPs went so far as to accuse the health minister of taking bribes from Coke and Pepsi. The controversy prompted the government on Friday to establish a 15-member joint parliamentary committee that will investigate pesticide levels in soft drinks and suggest criteria for future standards. The government has promised to set more stringent rules by January and has posted a draft notification to apply European standards for pesticide limits on the water used in commercial beverages. According to the CFTRI report, all the samples tested contained lindane and chlorpyrifos, while 58% contained DDT. Maleathion was not discovered in any of the samples studied by the CFTRI, and the amounts of the other pesticides were found in quantities ranging from 1 to 12 times the limits set by the European Union, far below the levels found in the original CSE report. The report from the Central Food Laboratory, or CFL, was released on Saturday. The CFL report found that half of the soft drink samples it studied contained levels of pesticides up to 5 times the European Union limits. The CFL report also added that since the samples analyzed by the CFTRI and CFL were from a different batch of soft drinks than those used by the CSE, the results obtained could not be compared with those of the CSE. This is because conditions vary widely at Indian bottling plants, which mostly rely on filtered tap water from local sources. Due to wide discrepancies in the levels of pesticides and other chemicals in the drinking water in different communities, the soft drinks produced by different plants at different times could contain very different amounts of trace pesticides and other toxic constituents. Why is India's water so polluted? One significant reason is the toxic runoff produced by Coke and Pepsi's factory operations. India's Greenpeace Environment Trust recently urged the State Pollution Control Board in Kerala to serve a closure notice on two of Coca-Cola India's bottling plants in the state. Greenpeace argued that the sludge produced by the plants and supplied to local farmers as a fertilizer contained dangerous levels of cadmium and lead. The Kerala government investigated these allegations and found them to be true. Last month, the government ordered Coca-Cola not to let its toxic sludge off factory premises and not to use it as fertilizer even on factory land. Coca-Cola and PepsiCo have both strenuously denied allegations that their beverages are unsafe for human consumption. The India-based directors of Coke and Pepsi, bitter rivals for the soft drink rupee, took an unprecedented step and appeared together last month, threatening to sue CSE over its findings and accusing customers who had stopped buying their products of being gullible. The companies stressed that their products are of uniform quality across the globe and that India's Coke and Pepsi are the same that North Americans drink. Both companies hailed the health minister's statements last Thursday as proof of their vindication, but warned that governments might have lost as much as $3 billion worth of revenue from excise and other taxes associated with India's slumping soft drink industry. They also threatened that drooping sales could force the companies to reduce their 120,000 staff in the country. Quote, "We are here to generate socioeconomic surpluses. We are part of this country and have recently divested 49% equity in Indian operations," said Coca-Cola India President Sanjeev Gupta last week. In 1977, when India asked all multinationals operating within its borders to divest a majority stake in favor of Indian shareholders, Coca-Cola was among the companies that refused to comply and was forced to leave the country. Gupta and PepsiCo India Chairman Rajeev Bakshi told reporters last week that their products are tested by an internationally accredited laboratory in Hyderabad called Vimta. Quote, "Testing labs are not our in-house ones, but independent, internationally certified labs. Test results from this lab have found that the products bottled by at least two Pepsi and Coke bottling plants in India contain no pesticides beyond the limits set by the European Union, but officials from both these plants confirmed that the companies have paid large sums for these tests. The two companies have dismissed any notions of rethinking their operations in India. Coca-Cola India's Sunil Gupta says he is confident about regaining market share and that his company is launching a mass advertising campaign to restore consumer confidence. Coke's most recent ad campaign icon in India was a local movie star currently up on charges of murder for a hit-and-run 6 months ago. Last year, both Coke and Pepsi were brought before the Indian Supreme Court for advertising illegally by painting giant logos over ecologically sensitive rock in the Himalayas. We'll see what other ingenious advertising ideas Coke will come up with as it tries to dissociate itself from the word pesticide. PepsiCo has announced that it will begin using bottled water for its Fountain Pepsi outlets across the country, replacing the filtered tap water it uses at present. But 6 months ago, another report by CSE found that bottled water of various brands in India, including Pepsi and Coca-Cola, contained a number of toxic constituents in levels that also exceed those set by the European Union. If you ask me, things go better without Coke, and there's not much joy in Pepsi. Signing off, this is Auntie Bee's Knees reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and invest ethically.